Hey everyone! Before we get started, I just want to let you know that your input can directly make our shows better. One of the biggest ways to support your favorite shows here is by rating and commenting on iTunes. All of our shows are available in Apple Podcast form on iTunes, and all you have to do is search for AfterBuzz and your favorite show title. Once you're there, leave the show a rating and a comment on why you like the show or any comments you have for the hosts. Thank you so much for listening, and we hope to continue to bring you the best shows we possibly can.
Hey, AfterBuzzers, welcome to an all-new edition of Spotlight on here at AfterBuzz TV. Today, I am going to be talking with one of the funniest guys on TV, one of my personal favorite comedic actors, Colton Dunn. It's going to be a great interview. We have a lot to talk about, so stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin!
Hello again, everybody. Thank you for tuning in to Spotlight On here at AfterBuzz TV. I'm your host, Sam Davidson. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at SamD43. And of course, Mr. Colton Dunn, thank you so much for being here.
Hello, hi.
For all the fans that don't know, where can they find you on social media?
They could find me at Captain Dope, CaptainDope, and that's across all of the platforms.
Awesome. And of course, guys, don't forget to follow AfterBuzz TV at AfterBuzz TV on all social media platforms. I do just have the live chat open. I see some of you guys are watching, so if you have any questions for Colton, you have an opportunity to ask them.
Yeah, ask me a question.
Right now. Well, again, I seriously am a very big fan. If you know, like comedy, your face is one that you see a lot, and also that you don't realize you wrote a lot of the funny stuff, too. That's out there.
I do write some stuff every now and then. I hope it's funny.
Yeah. I mean, what I love about your career as a whole is that, you know, people hear your name, they see your face, and they go, oh, I think I know that guy. But they don't know a lot of stuff about your career, that you were nominated for an Emmy in 2016, you know, for Key and Peele for writing. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, it was cool.
Yeah. And, you know, you're still writing. It's a big part of your career, writing
as
well.
It is. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, just general comedy, but writing.
Well, yeah, you know, especially in comedy, it's really a good thing to be able to write for yourself. And that's kind of how I started out, you know, doing improv and sketch comedy in New York. You know, and you wouldn't always necessarily get cast in certain shows. So you just have to start writing for yourself. And that's kind of where my writing started. Yeah, I love doing it. I love to write. I love to write with people.
Yeah, so you started as a performer, you know, as a kid. What do you want to do? You wanted to be an actor, probably.
Yeah, when I was a kid, I played a clown in a play called Aesop's Fables, A Musical Circus. Mm. I played Eggy the Clown. And in order to do the show, I would get out of school for 2 days out of the week to go do the afternoon performances. And I thought that was so cool. And I was like, well, this is what I want to do. The job that gets me to not go to school.
Who wouldn't, obviously. But yeah, I mean, then when you moved to New York, you worked for, was your first job working for Conan? Or one of your first gigs?
Well, yeah, my first appearance on television, on national television, was on the Conan O'Brien show. I played a member of his boy band, Dudes of Plenty. And you can probably find some Dudes of Plenty sketches on YouTube.
Yeah.
I look very young. Dudes is spelled with a Z, and I think Plenty is spelled with an I. And it was a really fun sketch. I can see some pictures coming up. Yes, there. I am. I'm in there. So that's me on the end in the purple. In like purple and white thing.
I like that tie-dye.
The funny thing about this is that those guys were all like real musical guys. And they were like Broadway. A lot of them were Broadway actors. And like one of them was actually an R&B singer. So it was me and then guys who were actually knew what they were doing and could like do the choreography and like do all that stuff. So it was a weird situation. And then later on another show, I actually played a member on a boy band, and I got cast in the same sort of situation where it was a bunch of people who were actually in boy bands. So I don't know what it is about me that I keep getting cast in boy band
That's
sketches.
Really funny. You know, that isn't one that I guess would first come to mind.
No.
But, you know, after that amazing experience and opportunity, I'm sure, with Conan, that kind of sounded like it was your way in the door.
It certainly was. You know, at the time I was working at a video store, and so I ended up starting to do so many smaller bits on Conan that I was able to quit my video store job and just sort of do that and kind of work part-time at the Upright Citizens Brigade Theater.
Mm-hmm. Gotta love UCB.
Yeah.
That's great. So then Mad TV.
That's right. So, yeah, then I did, I worked with a theater in Amsterdam for a while called Boom Chicago. Mm-hmm. And out there I became really good friends with Jordan Peele and Ike Barinholtz and Josh Myers. And then when I moved out to L.A., they were all working on Mad TV. And so they sort of like kind of got me in the door there to submit my packet, my writing packet. And I had auditioned a few times for Mad TV, mm-hmm. But just didn't get cast in it. And so luckily they were able to convince the guy to go ahead and look at my writing packet. And I ended up getting hired there, and I worked the last three seasons of that show.
And you were in it as a performer sometimes.
Yeah, every once in a while I would show up in a couple sketches. I believe I played a porn star in one of them who's wearing a Speedo and has a big afro.
It's all of these Casanovas.
Yeah. If you see the picture of me as the porn star on Mad TV, it's definitely Casanova.
There's no way
you're going to find this picture. I would highly doubt that they would find it. So I did a few things on Mad TV, but mostly what I got to do there was to work with Jordan Keegan, which sort of led me on to what my next job was after that.
Yeah, of course. Key and Peele. So cool. It's one of my, I don't know, just of my entire life, I think that show for me was just one of the funniest things that was ever created.
Yeah.
And I love those dudes. And, you know, these personal relationships you've made within the industry, I love these stories because this is how, you know, your career happened. Talent, being in the right place at the same time, and, you know, being friends with other cool people that not necessarily are important at the time, but, you know, you've made these relationships and look who all these people went on to be.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, especially, and I think it's in most fields, but especially in comedy, you really kind of work with your friends a lot. Mm-hmm. You know, when you're in a comedy writer's room, you know, working on a show like that, you really want to have that kind of, you know, like just playing around with your buddies sort of energy that maybe isn't necessarily needed if you're doing like a procedural drama or something like that. You're probably going to be a little more focused on the serious stuff. But when you're, you know, coming up with comedy and stuff, it's great to work with your friends. And so a lot of times, you know, that's how you'll see, you know, when with one person that you meet that may be, you know, successful or working well, they probably have like a couple friends who are also, you know, moving up through the system as well.
Yeah. And that was very important for your career, but in a different facet, of course, with the writing, because you again did appear in some of the sketches and stuff.
On Key and Peele?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I definitely appeared in some sketches on Key and Peele. You know, we tried on that show to kind of create this universe. So we actually didn't have a lot of times where other people would show up, like you. There's a few people that did multiple episodes of mm-hmm. Key and Peele, but we really did try to keep it like you didn't see. There wasn't like some other kind of cast. So I don't do a ton of stuff on Key and Peele, but I am in there in the. There's a sketch about a guy who gets shot in the dick that I wrote. It's a rap song where a rapper raps about that he got shot in his dick. And I play a guy who's on the side of the street who witnessed the whole thing. And then I play a cab driver in a sketch called Negro Town. And then I play a friend of a guy who gets into a Your Mama game with his therapist.
I love that. I mean, do you think because you're a writer and, you know, you wrote some of these and just in general, because every role I see of you, I think to myself, he kind of seems like a cool guy in real life. He'd be a cool dude in real life. I'm totally cool. Yeah, he's awesome. But, I mean, it just seems like part of you is in...
That's me. There's me as the cab driver.
Oh, there he is. Wow.
So there I am as the cab driver, and I was really driving that cab. I did not have a stunt driver or anything.
Look at that. You can drive a cab.
Yeah.
That's very impressive.
But let's get back to talking about how cool I am.
So, okay, back to how cool you are. No, but it just seems like all of your characters have a bit of your own personality in them.
Yeah.
I don't know you, but I just kind of assume that. Am I correct in assuming that at
all? Yeah, they do for sure, you know. I mean, sometimes they're probably a little dumber than me, maybe. A little, you know, or maybe even a little smarter than me, depending on what character I'm playing. But, yeah, I tend to try to stick pretty close to the hip, you know, as far as my characters. They're usually a lot like me.
Overly sarcastic.
Yeah, a little bit.
So my personal favorite, I've told you this before, and it's Burning Love.
Yeah,
if you guys don't know what Burning Love is, it's a spoof of The Bachelor and Bachelorette franchise, and you play the medic on the show, and it's just, it's one of the funniest things to me, because they always call, you know, get the medic, and it's like, who's this medic? Like, what do they do? And for some reason, I will say, just that's one of my top 10 things that I love is Burning Love. Like, it shows so anything. And your character in it just killed me every time, because me and my girlfriends always watch the show. And, you know, it was just so real, because who is this medic? Is he really this guy?
Medic? What's he doing? Yeah.
No qualifications.
Yeah, he was an idiot. That was his deal, that character. I got to say, too, if you haven't seen Burning Love, people should watch it. I mean, if you
such
like comedy,
gem.
It's like a who's who of, like, funny people. Like, literally every funny person
ever
in Los Angeles is in this. But, yeah, my medic character was really fun to play. I think my favorite bit in that show was when somebody had, like, a diabetic had like an allergic reaction to something.
She was the monkey girl. The girl that was half monkey, I think.
Yeah, and she needed an EpiPen.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just started using regular pens. I thought she just meant like a pen and started stabbing her with Bic pens. And yeah, it was a fun, that was a very fun project.
It's great. And when you do your stuff, I'm sure a lot of it is improv as well. It depends on the project, I'm sure. But do you feel the things you tend to do, throw in some improv here and there?
I think so. You know, I feel like, you know, especially when it's like a project like, you know, that, you know, a lot of those people are really strong improvisers in Burning Love. And so, and again, in comedy, you really want to keep it super fresh. So a lot of the comedy that I work on and the people that I've worked with do incorporate a lot of improv into them.
And then there's Superstore, you know, of course, which is a huge show right now on NBC that you have been on since day one. You're one of the key players.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's a very big show. I feel like people everywhere, and it also, you know, Midwest, East Coast, because us comedy people in LA, we know these weird little shows that are cool, like Burning Love, but Superstore is to a broader spectrum.
Certainly.
And when you got cast in this role, I mean, it's a huge ensemble and, like, big people behind it.
Yeah.
And, you know, the guy, he was on the writer on The Office, of course.
Yeah, Justin Spitzer.
Justin Spitzer. And America Ferrera.
Yeah.
It's a huge cast. What was it like getting this role? Was it a long process, or did they kind of know they wanted you from what they knew about you?
You know, I mean, I don't really know what they knew about me before I auditioned. You know, one of the interesting things, though, is that I got a little scouted by one of the producers who directed the first episode, a guy named Ruben Fleischer, because right before I went into audition for Superstore, I got called in randomly to audition for a commercial, and I didn't really do a lot of commercial acting. You know, that's not really one of the things that I was doing regularly, because I was working, you know, at Key & Peele, and so I had a job. I couldn't do that kind of auditioning, but I randomly got called in. They wanted me to come in for this thing, and Ruben Fleischer was directing that, and I kind of didn't think anything of it until I went into for Superstore, and he was there again, and I was like, oh, that's weird. I wonder. And then it did turn out that he was like, yeah, I was trying to like see like if you were a jerk or something, so I wanted to bring you in and kind of meet you. And so, you know, I think on the other side of the table, they probably do a little scouting. You know, for me, the process was pretty basic. I went in and I auditioned. I had a call back. We did something that was a test on, that's called like test on tape. You know, normally if you test for a network show, you go into a theater and there's like all the execs are there and you audition in front of all these people. One of the nicer ways to do it is just a test on tape where you go in for just a couple people, they record you, and then they show everybody. Mm-hmm. the tape. And so I did that and got the call to do the pilot and was super excited. You know, the cast was pretty incredible. You know, you already mentioned like America Ferrera, which was awesome to meet her. She's just a really great person. And then Ben Feldman, who's super funny, but kind of a jerk.
No, I love him. Don't say that.
Oh, no. He's a really nice guy. He's just a nerd. Yeah.
He's like a basic, a really funny, basic, you know, kind of guy.
And yes.
I almost feel like that's an insult, so I hope you're watching this, but it's not, because I love you, Ben.
Oh, well, he'll definitely see this. He's going to see this. Yes, Ben is very basic.
In the best way possible. Most adorable, funniest way. Just, yes. Basic.
He's basic. He's a basic boy. And then Nico Santos, who's hilarious, and really great on the show. Nicole Bloom, who's amazing on the show. Mark McKinney. That was for me, as a sketch writer and somebody who grew up watching Kids in the Hall, like to work with Mark McKinney. That was really awesome. And then, of course, Lauren Ash, who's just, hilarious as the character Dina.
Yeah, it is the epitome of an ensemble comedy cast that, everyone just knows what they're doing. And why I asked you about the audition process, too, is because it almost seems like every person was handpicked for their role. It's like they knew what they were doing because it's just so specific and each, and I guess that's what makes a good casting director at the end of the day.
Yeah, definitely the casting directors for that show are great. And they continue to be. We always have really awesome guest stars, but there is maybe a little bit of like kind of knowing who you want up first. But, like in the case of like Nico, that character, Mateo, was a Hispanic character. He was, but Nico kind of came in and brought this really, fun character to it and this really good idea. And so they kind of switched it, and we're like, all right, well, we'll just make him Filipino, because that's good. And so I think it's like there's the idea that they have kind of what they're looking for, but I think also the actors that they've brought in have really helped to sort of fill out those characters. And
yeah, absolutely. And working on a show that's on NBC that's so mainstream, I'm sure it's a different kind of experience than working on a lot of the other stuff that you worked on, which has been on Comedy Central, of course, everything else, but not necessarily this kind of straight and narrow network, which is NBC. How have you noticed a difference being on a show like that?
To be honest, not as much, that much. If our show was like a show that was like trying to be really cutting edge, maybe I would kind of notice those sort of rules being like, hey, don't do too much. But because of the way the show already is, like, I think the network's really supportive of all the stuff that we do. And when we do kind of go like, hey, we want to deal with like a certain topic, they've never really shut it down or anything like that. And all that stuff, still happened at, Comedy Central. You never know what kind of like network notes you'll get. Once on Key & Peele, there's a sketch, and I think we actually ended up doing it, but there's a sketch about Lando Calrissian. Where there's just another black guy on Cloud City, and he's like wants to hang out with Lando, and Lando's kind of blows him off, and he's sort of like, "Wait, man, come on!" But
yeah,
like there's not that many black dudes on Cloud City. This is cool. Comedy Central did. This was sort of funny. They were sort of like, "Yeah, but is Star Wars like big enough for us to do a sketch about? Like, are people going to know
what?"
Well, I'm not lying, so you never know what kind of network notes you're going to get.
Yeah.
As far as Superstore, they really kind of let us handle anything. I think if anything, we just try, to understand that this show is a broader audience, maybe we won't, we might have like a joke that we think is like going to be a really funny, joke that maybe is, a little bit more left wing or right wing. And we just kind of don't want to like offend everybody. We want everybody to be able to watch the show.
Yeah.
So we try our best to keep it broad.
Well, that's what's very cool about the show is that, because I'm from Cleveland, Ohio originally, and when I go home, what's everyone watching? It's different than what people are watching here.
Sure.
But what's cool is that this is a crossover, because I know people here that are watching it. I know people there that are watching it and that are, you know, all enjoying it. And think your character is so funny and was made for you. I really, you know, do feel. And a lot of funny storylines with you this season. I'm a fan of the show. What has been your favorite episode so far that has come out this season?
Oh, man. So far this season, with season three, I think so far my favorite episode that has aired was our holiday episode that we just had, because it was just it was just so funny to do, and I got to dress up like Santa Claus in it.
It felt good. It felt good to watch. If you guys want like a fun TV show for a half hour that's like, I want to watch a Christmas episode of something, I do that a lot.
Yeah.
Go watch that one.
Sure. It's funny. NBC.com. You can check it out. The Christmas episode of Superstore. It's you know, and it's just a fun episode, and you know, it has sort of the thing that I really like in our show, where, you know, we really are a family. You know, it's a work family, but you know, and so in this in that episode, that very much comes through. You know, Ben Feldman's character and my character are kind of going at each other's throats because we've been living together
roommates. Yeah.
You know, and Amy and Dina have to like go on a little adventure to try to find out what's going on with her ex-husband, and people start getting drunk at work, and so it's a very fun episode.
Yeah, and you guys seem like you're buddies in real life. I just spent, you know, 30 minutes watching blooper reels before I got here, and I was like, that seems like so much fun. I love blooper reels, but I also just wanted to watch them before I came here. I thought it would get me excited.
We have some fun blooper reels.
Yeah, definitely. So, I mean, you guys are buds, right?
Oh, yeah. We're definitely friends. We always hang out. In fact, this Friday, we're all going out for a little bit of a late lunch, early dinner. We definitely hang out a lot, and I think that's really shows on screen when you watch the show.
Yeah, and I love America Ferrera. I just have a funny side story. I was out to lunch in Los Feliz a couple years ago, and she just walked by my table. I was sitting outside and just came, you know, I loved Ugly Betty. I'm also a USC alum, just came out of my mouth. I was like, America, hi. And she walks over and was like, hey, are you my meeting? And I was like, oh, no, I just I wanted to say hello. And she was really funny and super nice about it. But I'm sure, you know, she seems like a really fun person to work with.
Oh, she's really great, you know, and such an awesome person to work with and for. You know, she's, you know, does a great job as one of the executive producers of the show. And she's even directed a few episodes of the show. So she's just awesome, you know, and she actually really spearheaded at the very beginning of working on the show, of like all of us going out to eat and really trying to create that sort of cast unity.
Yeah, that family. Well, you have a ton of other stuff too going on. We have Laser Team.
Yeah, Laser Team 2.
One also is awesome.
That's right.
Which I just watched. It's on YouTube Red.
That's right. Sure is.
And you share a fellow castmate from Superstore.
I do, yeah. Yeah, Nicole Bloom is also in Laser Team 2.
Yeah. Also USC alum, by the way, guys.
That's right. That's right.
Mm-hmm. Super funny movie. Tell me a little bit about it for those, you know, that don't know about the first one or the second one.
Sure. Well, the Laser Team series, it's two movies so far, and it was created by the Rooster Teeth guys. And these guys are some fun dudes out of Austin, Texas, who came up with, there's like a show called Ruby, which is an animated show that they do, and also RVB, Red versus Blue, which is like a Halo sort of based, you know, machinima. And so these guys are really funny dudes, and they came up with this idea for a movie, and the first movie was basically crowdfunded by their fans. And I was just cast in it as an actor. And the basic premise of the movie is a couple of four idiots find space armor and put it on. And then they have to fight aliens. There you go. And that's it. That happens in the first movie, happens in the second movie, and they're both great.
Yeah, I was playing video games last night, and then when I was watching some of the movie today, I was like, oh, yeah. Like, this just reminds me of playing a video game.
Oh, yeah, definitely. If you're a video gamer, you'll love the Laser Team movies.
Yeah, they're a ton of fun, and they're very funny, and, you know, I feel like you always bring your own spice to things that similar sense of
cumin.
Yeah, oh, cumin. I'm not a super fan of cumin, but you know, we'll come up
really?
With a different one.
Oh,
I don't know about that. but do you ever feel like when you're on these movies, you know, that or TV shows, like I want to write now. I miss that.
No, I'm all right.
You taking know? A break or you?
Yeah. Like I don't need to write all the time. And you, like I said, on set, we do a lot of improv, you know, on Superstore and in the Laser Team movies, you know, we did a lot of improv on set, but you know, it's sometimes it's nice just to kind of focus in on one thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. And just YouTube Red in general. So it's this newer platform, you know, they've been putting out all this new content.
Yeah.
And it's generally very, very good, including, I think they do comedy very well.
Yeah.
What's it kind of like being on a platform that it's completely, they're releasing movies, it's completely new to the game. We have Netflix and Hulu, but
yeah.
I feel like YouTube Red has a different kind of vibe to it where it's more theatrical in a way.
I think so. You know, it's, you know, it definitely is a different platform. So, you know, for me, there's a little bit of a learning curve on having to explain to people how to, you know, get to the movie. But everybody, you know, thankfully everybody knows what YouTube is. So I just kind of explain, like, you know, YouTube Red is just a better YouTube, so you don't have to watch your commercials, and they've got a ton of original content, you know, and so it's definitely a new platform, which for me and for a movie like Laser Team, I'm really excited about, you know, because I feel like the fans of the movie, you know, something like YouTube Red is something that's definitely in their wheelhouse.
Yeah, it kind of makes sense to have it all online. Yeah. I like that. You also have a new movie coming out, which I am very excited about. I believe they just changed the name of the movie.
They did? They changed it again?
Yeah, if I'm correct, because I was watching the trailer today. So the new name is, I think, called Blocked.
Blockers. Yes.
Blocked or Blockers. I don't know if they've continued. I think they've changed it a few times. Blockers. Let's just call it Blockers right now.
Blockers, I think Blocked.
It is... Seems so funny. You know, we have you in it, of course, Leslie Mann.
Yeah.
John Cena.
Boom. Ike Barinholtz.
I mean, it seems like it's maybe going to be one of my new favorite movies.
It's going to be a really funny movie.
Yeah. So what role... So, okay, let me tell you guys... you tell us what it's about, actually.
Okay. Well, the movie is basically it's about prom night, and a couple girls make a pact to lose their virginity on prom night, and their parents find out and try to stop them.
Yeah.
Try to block them from making that decision. And it's you know, it's a really fun comedy. You know, and it's, you know, you've got the sort of that high school comedy movie, but you also have sort of like a chase element to it, you know, and just for the record, Ike Barinholtz is hilarious in this movie. So if you ever watched The Mindy Project or any of those shows are also on Mad TV, he really steals the show in this.
Well, I'm not going to tell you what part of the trailer that made me like almost spit out my tea this morning, but it was... It was the red band one, so you know.
Okay.
But it just seems like it's American Pie meets like the parent side of things, and with females, and people are way more protective over young girls than they are young boys.
Sure.
And especially the fathers that get this like craziness inside of them.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I thought the trailer was super funny. What role do you play in the film?
I play the limo driver of the kids who are going on to prom. I play a character's name is Rudy, and basically in the film, I want to make sure that they have a great night, and so I kind of become an accomplice to them, sort of escaping, helping to escape their parents' grasp.
Wow, that sounds awesome. When does it come out? I believe June. I think it comes out.
I would guess it would come around prom season. So my guess is that it would be coming out in. In May or
June. That would
April
make sense.
6th is what I'm seeing here at the booth.
That
so.
Seems Boom. Like yeah. prom
April.
Season.
Yeah, prom season.
Right around time.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, and it was, I'm sure, amazing working with, I mean, you seem to probably worked with a lot of the younger kids, but
yes.
working with all the other, Leslie Mann, you know, John Cena.
Oh, she's great.
And
John
I know
Cena's
you've worked
great.
With Ike before.
Yeah, definitely. Those guys are all great. I didn't really do too many scenes with with John Cena, Leslie Mann, or Ike. But I'd get to see them on set and hang out. But most of my scenes were actually with the kids, who are also cool. You know, it's a really great cast.
And what else do we have going on next? Are you doing any writing things right now, or just mainly focusing on acting?
I just kind of write for myself, my poems, my diary, you know, things like that. Basically we're just going to be finishing out this season 3 of Superstore, and we kind of come back up in January, so I hope everybody will tune in, and if you need to catch up, check it out on NBC.com. But that's what I'm really focused on right now is having an awesome Christmas and then coming back and shooting out the rest of the season.
Ton of episodes you guys have now.
I mean, 22. We just had our table read for our 50th episode.
Crazy.
It's wild.
I feel like I was just at the NBC press day for Superstore. It was, you know, a few years ago at this point. But I remember that, and it was so exciting. And I'm just very happy that this show lived up to the hype that it was given.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Me too.
I mean, we're finishing up season 3 here.
Can you believe it?
Yeah. So my last question for you is artists out there, funny people, people that love writing, they love acting, they're not sure what direction they're supposed to go in. What would the advice be that you would give to them?
I guess I would just say to keep giving it a shot. You know, find a good group of friends that you like writing with or performing with and perform with them. Don't wait for somebody to put you in something. Kind of make your own stuff, especially these days. There's plenty of avenues to produce your own content. So definitely try to do that. And just make sure you're having fun. You know, if it starts to get so hard that it's not fun to do, maybe try something else.
Yeah. All right. Well, I love it. And as you know, I'm just going to stop. But, like, I'm a fan. So this has been very, very fun for me. I hope you all have enjoyed it as much as I did. One more time, where can everyone find you on social media?
You can find me on Twitter and on Instagram at Captain Dope, CaptainDope. And I also have a Facebook fan page. So you can hit me up there. You can ask me questions. You can do all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, and guys, I know a lot of you are at work right now. Leave comments in YouTube. Tweet us. I'm Sam Davidson. You can find me online at SamD43 on Twitter and Instagram. And let's keep the conversation going. Any questions you have about the interview? Thanks again for tuning in, and we will see you next time. Bye, guys.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.